It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. Now, the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Hello, William Sackett. We are recording this City Desk program on Thursday, November 16th, and it's 10:37 in the morning here at Biloxi City Hall. And we've got a lot of things to talk about. There was a big city council meeting on Tuesday, and we're going to have a special guest in a moment to talk about all of the special events that are going on with the Christmas season, which is just around the corner. And joining me is Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, the public affairs specialist for the City of Biloxi. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning, Vincent. Yeah, like you said, we had a lot going on. We had our council meeting on Tuesday, a regular scheduled meeting at 1:30, followed by a public hearing on the special events, proposed special events ordinance.
This special events ordinance that was being proposed by the city council, by the administration, the city council made it clear that they did not propose this, number one, and number two, they thought it was a bit vague and that it needed to be more specific in what its intent was. What the intent here is that the City of Biloxi has a number of special events throughout the year. By and large, we're looking at a number of well-organized special events that enjoy tremendous community support, whether it be the Seafood Festival, whether it be cruising the coast, whether it be scraping the coast, or any number of events, St. Patrick's Day, Mardi Gras. One of the issues that we're having is that some of these events are creating an inordinate strain on our public safety department, both police and fire, and the second thing is the public works department. So what the city is hoping to do is try to get a handle on what the cost of these events are, the organization of these events, and move forward. The big issue is that some of the well-organized events that enjoy this tremendous community support are worried that it's going to place an undue tax on them. An unfair tax is what they're worried about. One of the events that triggered a lot of this was spring break. Spring break is usually an event that is loosely organized. There's really no identified promoter, and it's primarily marketed on Facebook and social media. And what we see is just a huge influx of college students, for the most part, on our highways. And it's kind of a trick bag for the City of Biloxi because we're in the business to welcome people to our city. And we want to welcome everybody, but we want to do it in a manner that's not going to be too disruptive of our roadways. And then some people will point out that, well, Mardi Gras is disruptive to our roadways. Cruising the coast is disruptive to our roadways. We're looking to do it in a fair manner, and the City Council believes that it needs some more work. Does that pretty much sum that subject up?
That does, yes. Like I said, it was a public hearing that followed this regular City Council meeting. Had a lot of the organizers that came and spoke and expressed their concerns and gave comments. So, and no vote was taken at that meeting.
One of the things that we're looking forward to moving forward with would be the new loitering and panhandling ordinances that the city has enacted. What we want to do is when visitors come to our community, when anyone is walking through downtown Biloxi or in any of our high traffic areas, we want them to feel safe. We don't want them to feel like they are going to be approached by aggressive panhandling. So what we've done to protect people's freedom of speech and to protect the citizens and the visitors is that we've set up a procedure now where if someone wants to panhandle in Biloxi, and they do have a constitutional right to do that in Biloxi or in any other city, there are certain things that we are going to make sure that are taken care of. Number one, if you're going to panhandle, you need to have a permit. We have a peddler's permit. A peddler's permit is when you're selling something, usually on a street corner or door-to-door or whatever. Panhandling is different because you're really not selling anything. You're asking for a donation. So among the things we're doing is saying where you can panhandle, where you can loiter, what you can do, what you can't do. Some of the things that you can't do is you can't loiter outside of an ATM. You can't loiter near a public restroom. Panhandling will be established to where it will not take place at night. If a business says they don't want panhandlers on their property, well, that wish will be adhered to. The police department really needed something in black and white so that they would know what they can do and what they can't do.
For the simple reason, Vincent, they won't be flying blind. And since it's such an issue of someone's personal or civil rights, if it's defined, life becomes very clear.
One would hope. One would hope. And like I said, it all gets back to protecting everyone's rights. But paramount to this entire issue is making sure we have a safe community where everyone feels welcome and they feel safe. Mm-hmm. If people want to make a donation, we want them to do it out of compassion instead of out of intimidation. That would be the key thing. So, Cecilia Dobbs Walton, we have a big season coming up here, and I'm talking about the Christmas season, and you have a special guest who's going to tell us about some stuff that's just around the corner.
That's right. As always, the Christmas season is a big event in the city of Biloxi. We have a lot of activities going on, a lot of events coming up, and a lot of it happens downtown. We have with us today the Director of Biloxi Main Street and the Downtown Services Director, which puts on most of the events throughout the city. Welcome, Kay.
Great. Thank you. Nice to be here today. Yes, we have a lot of happenings going on in downtown Biloxi, and we started actually last night with the unveiling of the Biloxi Main Street 21st annual Christmas ornament. And in going with how everything has been, we've been working on downtown, we unveiled the historic Howard Avenue ornament. So it's a beautiful ornament, and we used an old-fashioned photo, and it captures the old people's bank and a trolley car.
I've got to ask you, though, since you're talking about Howard Avenue and this ornament, does it have two-way traffic on it?
Well, it does, actually, and it has old trolley cars. So that's what we're hoping.
Tell me about the ornament. How do people get it? How big is it? What's it cost? And it makes a great thing to give as a gift, too, doesn't it?
That's right. We've been doing this for 21 years. So this year's ornament, as in keeping tradition, is $20. So you can purchase it at the Biloxi Visitor Center at the Biloxi Main Street office, the Bond Grant House, 932 Howard Avenue. Or you can get it at our Christmas in the City event on December 2nd from 10 to 4 in the historic Downtown Arts District.
I want to get it, Cecilia, where we, if Kay approves, where we can start selling this thing online as well, and some of the older ones too, because there are people across the country that listen to this and get our B-mails, and they give us some feedback sometimes. I think we should give them an opportunity to own a little piece of Biloxi, and you've got a lot of the old ones too, don't you?
We do have a lot of the old ones. We had been keeping the entire set and selling them and never running out, but our board made the decision that we're not going to order previous ornaments, so they are going to become collector's items. So as of right now, there's three of the ornaments that we do not have. So, and I foresee after this Christmas selling season, there will be more of them that we don't have. So if you don't have all of the 21 ornaments, now is the time to get them. And we will sell them. We do sell them online, or you can just call us at our office, 228-435-6339, and we will be happy to sell you one and mail it to you.
Yeah, and if you go to the Biloxi Main Street website, that's where all of them are. You can see an image of what all the ornaments are, correct? The entire collection?
That is correct.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay, well, so tell us a little bit about the Christmas season, the events that are coming up. Isn't it starting the first weekend in December?
Well, we've got a Christmas open house that starts today at one of our downtown businesses. The Radish Loft has their Christmas open house the 16th, 17th, and 18th, so make sure you stop by there. It's Friday, December 1st, we have the city's Children's Christmas Parade that starts at 6 p.m. Following that will be the lighting of the town green with Santa Claus and hot chocolate. And also, we'll have First Friday, the Christmas in the City preview on that December 1st from 5 to 8. Saturday, December 2nd, you can have breakfast with Santa at Half Shell Oyster House from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then Christmas in the City starts at 10 to 4 that day. And following your day's events at Christmas in the City, don't miss Christmas on the Water, Saturday, December 2nd, and it starts at 6 p.m. And then December 16th and 17th, we have a lot of stuff going on right before Christmas starts. The Biloxi Visitor Center has their holiday open house. Shopping on the Avenue, the West Howard Avenue merchants are having a big Christmas event on Saturday, December 16th, and Gallery 782 is having their last-minute gifts shopping on Saturday, December 16th.
You mentioned Gallery 782. There's a lot of excitement going on there because I've noticed that with the new move, and tell people about that, but y'all have really dressed up that building, what is over here on Jackson.
That is right. Gallery 782 has been around for 8 years on Water Street at 782 Water Street, and they have just moved to 773 Jackson Street. And it is a fabulous location. It's on the corner of Jackson and GER, right across the street from the Redding House. And we have gotten new artists since we've moved in. It's a much better showing gallery, and everybody is so excited, and it's a beautiful new gallery space. If you have not been, come in. They've got Christmas all set up and ready to go.
Yeah, but it's named Gallery 782. What are you going to do about that?
Well, it's Gallery 782. We can't change the name. They're just Gallery 782 at 773 Jackson Street.
You've got to be really excited now with all of the activity you see going on. I'm talking about the mug shots over here. I'm talking about the watermark. I'm talking about the change in Gallery 782. I mean, it just seems like things are bustling, and we seem to be on a launching pad with this Howard Avenue initiative.
Absolutely, and don't forget Le Café Beignet's moving to the old library building along with a possible restaurant on the bottom floor. And in the old Café Beignet location, there is coming a wine bar and a gift shop. So just right around the corner, something else is moving in. So, and don't forget about the new pool boy place, Southport Line, that has also just opened up on Howard Avenue. So yes, lots of great things happening downtown.
What's the big change this year on Christmas? Anything different, or have you found that you've got a tried and true calendar of events?
Well, it's maybe some more additional Christmas open house, but it's pretty much the same. The city has also just started installing all of their Christmas decorations as well, so Christmas is going up all over Biloxi.
All right. Anything else that we didn't talk about? If somebody wanted to email you.
Yes, if anybody would like any information, kmiller@biloxi.ms.us. And don't forget the City of Biloxi calendar. We'll have all this great information in it, and we're hoping to get it out before Thanksgiving. So,
And thank you for being over here. And I apologize. I didn't realize the ornaments were online. We need to put something right on the front page of the city's website where people click on it and they can go right to where they can buy the ornaments. Okay, so tell me what else is happening, Cecilia. Is the mayor going to be running this weekend, not for re-election, but for his life?
No, he's not. He jokes about that. He said he'd be able to participate if he can drive in it, but no, you have to use your feet. And what we're talking about is the 34th annual Mayor's Cup 5K run, which is this Saturday, November the 18th. It'll take place right in front of City Hall, Lemieux Street, 140 Lemieux Street. Registration will begin at 8 o'clock across the street from City Hall. That's late registration. You can go online right now. We have that information listed on our website at biloxi.ms.us. Click on Parks and Recs, go to that site, and the registration form is already there. So for the event itself, again, is on Saturday, November the 18th. There's a 1 mile that starts at 9 o'clock and a 5K that starts at 9:30. And the mayor will be there to start off both of the races, as he usually is. But let's back up a day before that. This Friday, tomorrow, the Parks and Sunday, the Parks and Recreation Department is holding their Special Needs Family Thanksgiving Dinner. This is something they do every year that's open to all ages with physical and mental disabilities. It is Sunday, November the 19th, 11 to 2 p.m. It is free. It's at the Donald Snyder Community Center. Again, all this information, as always, is listed on our website at biloxi.ms.us.
And we have to mention, too, we've got a number of public works projects that are underway right now that are really starting to take shape. Number one is Pops Ferry Causeway Park. You can see the bait shop. It's the most imposing figure right when you're going across the Pops Ferry Causeway. This week, weather permitting, they were scheduled to begin installing the royal blue metal roof. They are about 70% complete on the concrete promenades that are going along the waterfront. They are about 90% complete on the boardwalk, or I may have that backwards, 70 and 90, but there's going to be some marsh overlooks, a wooden boardwalk that's going to go across the marsh. What that will do is allow you to be able to engage with the marshland to where you can see all of the native plants that are growing there, and you can learn what the importance of a marsh actually is to our environmental, to our ecosystems here on the Gulf Coast. The other high-profile project that is underway right now, and it's scheduled to be completed in April, is when the Pops Ferry Causeway Park is going to be completed. The project going on at the Biloxi Lighthouse, where we're making tremendous upgrades to the parking there. We're going to have some islands that are going to be landscaped. We're going to have a special designated area for the old Biloxi tour train. And all of that work is scheduled to be completed in about 45 days. That project is, everybody can see it developing right in front of them. I mentioned earlier in speaking to Kay, we've still got mugshots under construction over here, marching closer and closer to its opening day, which I don't know if they've announced yet when they're opening. Another one that has not announced an opening day or a schedule is the Watermark, which is the former Santa Maria. There is, I think it's 100 suites that's being constructed there, making use of a piece of property that had been dormant since Hurricane Katrina. So we're really excited about that. Our Chief Administrative Officer, Mike Leonard, spoke to the Hotel Motel Association yesterday, and he was able to show them what the walkway is going to look like, the elevated walkway that's going to go from the Smallcraft Harbor to the Watermark, the property right in front of the Watermark. And there's going to be another walkway that's going to be constructed near MGM Park that's going to go south towards the Beau Rivage. These are going to be elevated crossovers, walkways for pedestrians. What's important about this, and Kay Miller knows this, it's important that we give these visitors an opportunity to come across that highway, right? Because you've got thousands of hotel rooms over there.
That is right. We want them to get across safely, and we've got a lot of opportunity and things for them to do and see in downtown, so we want them to come on over from across the street.
And it sounds like you got a whole bunch more going on with all of these new businesses and new roadways and Gallery 782.
That is right. We do. Lots happening downtown Biloxi.
Thank you very much, Cecilia. Anything else? Where can people find out details on all this information?
As always, like I said, on our website, biloxi.ms.us, you can also go to the City of Biloxi Facebook page, Twitter page, and YouTube page, which has a lot of information.
There's always something happening in Biloxi, so check out the website. You've been listening to City Desk News and Views from City Hall Biloxi with your host, Public Affairs Manager from the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. We thank our guests and Celia for being with us. This is William Sackett speaking.